Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Okay.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hello, welcome to Making News Nation Live. My name is William Bernard on this Tuesday night. And sorry about yesterday. We had some rough weather out here that messed up the internet and everything. We are back up here and working. So, hey, Virgil, hey, Russell, how you doing, brothers?
Doing good tonight. Doing good. Hanging in there. See how long my voice holds up tonight.
Right, right. So,
Brother. Yeah, brother, you kind of had me a little concerned last night.
You had us both concerned.
You know, if this goes south anymore, man, am I going to come to Texas and bring your ass to the hospital myself?
me and Virgil both will.
Yeah.
That's how concerned we are.
All right. That's the deal.
I mean, you kind of knocking on the door looking like death warmed over, brother.
Yep. And walking pneumonia is nothing to fool with. I've had that, and it's hard to shake off, you know, and everything. But you really need to keep up on that. Drink a lot of fluids and you know, go to the ER if you need to.
You start getting weak during the show, man. Let us know. We'll take a break. We'll take an early break.
Yep. But anyway, I tell you what, man, there are some interesting things that's been floating around on the news and stuff and been hearing.
Yeah,
it's called shit.
Yeah,
yep.
It's called a bunch of shit.
Yep. So, you know, they're already still screaming, oh, they're gonna impeach Trump. They got enough on him now that got all the Republicans that's going to side up with them and this and that and everything. So, you know, and we all know that it's not going to go anywhere because Pelosi's already backing down. I've been reading up on that and everything. So, I don't know. What's your take on that?
You, you haven't seen this testimony behind the closed. What is all that background noise?
That's not coming from me.
Not here. What you hearing?
Just like a bunch of scratching and scraping and stuff. But this whole thing about this former ambassador or whatever to the Ukraine and this reading of this open statement behind closed doors, and oh, he's implicating Trump. He knows about this. He knows about that. You know, how does he know all this stuff?
Right.
How does he know all of this stuff? Was he listening in on a phone call?
Right. Well,
you know,
according to
what
I was reading on that was that he was told by some other people that was told by some other people that told him. That's how he found out about it.
And supposedly he sent a cable to Pompeo and he took it to the White House and nothing was done about it. And they're in an uproar. They're in an uproar behind it. Oh, we got him. We got him. We got this. I mean,
right.
This is just it's a pack of lies. And if people don't see that, I don't know what to say. It's a complete pack. He reads a canned statement. He reads a canned opening statement. Canned, okay, pre-prepared opening statement. Which accuses Trump of everything except putting his socks on the wrong feet.
Right.
Okay. Now, we've been through this before. The fake dossier, the accusations from Stormy Daniels, blah, 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 blah. You name it, they've come down the pike with it.
Right.
And now, all of a sudden, all of this is behind closed doors. Why is it behind closed doors? Why are Republican representatives being sequestered from the entire process?
Because Republicans take notes and they record everything, and that's what they're afraid of.
Oh,
they know that.
And this attack is going on two fronts. Okay, now we have Hillary Clinton accusing someone of being a Russian agent who is a candidate for president, but she's a veteran and a member of the Army Reserve. Okay, let's look at this plan. Okay, Hillary, you're the most hated woman in the country, and the American people are all behind this, support our troops, this, that, and the other, and veterans and everything else. Why don't you come out and say something bad about this woman? You know, you can't make yourself look any worse. You can't make yourself look any worse than what you are, but you might help her win the election.
Exactly. But here's the thing. This Tulsi Gabbard is a plant by the deep state. I've been doing some deep research on her. So she's someone you need to really be afraid of because she's a
That's
full
it.
Progressive.
That's it.
She's a full
that
progressive. And she's a plant. She's her and Hillary
but
are just acting with each other.
But
right
the thing is, the American people, they only see the attack by Hillary. That's all they need to see. They're not going to look in. They're not going to open the book. They're going to judge the book by its cover.
And when have
they're
you
not
ever known
open
Hillary
the book and read it.
And when have you ever known Hillary to be afraid of anything without sniping them off?
Oh, she's afraid now. She's afraid now. You can, by the way she's acting, she's afraid now. They're all afraid. Why do you think they're doing all of this? If they weren't afraid, they wouldn't be pulling this shit.
Exactly. And here's the thing. What I was going to try to say last night, where we had all the issues, was, well, this Tulsi person that just she's like Obama. She came out of thin air. Never heard of her, have you? I never heard of this person.
I never heard of her.
No.
Have you wrestled?
No, I haven't.
I mean, she just pulled. They just pulled her out of thin air.
You know.
Like Obama. That's what it reminds me of. You know, because I scratched my head, where the hell did Obama come from? Never heard of the man before. You know, same thing with this. And what I've been seeing and hearing on this person, this Tulsi person, is, you know, she's a Bernie supporter. She's a full progressive.
Oh,
she's all for gun confiscation. She's all for, she wants to abolish your Second Amendment rights. You know. No, believe me, research it and look it up, folks. I mean, it's right there. Researchers.
No, she is a flaming liberal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hardcore Bernie Sanders socialist.
Mm-hmm. It's not a true conservative like everybody, like they're having her, like they're having everybody believe, you know, and everything. So, but you know, so this is somebody you got to be really scared, very, very afraid of. Be very afraid of her.
What you have with her is Obama 2.0.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Russell.
But she is kind of hot. She is kind of hot.
That's about
it.
But, you know, and then we have all this other stuff coming in with the Kurds, with Turkey and all that. Today, I was watching where Putin went in and Turkey signed a deal. The ceasefire was, you know, permanently called off and they signed a deal. So Trump's plan is working. You know? But we're hearing Lindsey Graham
really.
In the background, you know, backtracking himself, flip flopping like he always does, and everything. And it's like, make your head spin.
You can't say that, Joe, because Putin backs Iran, and that's never a win. So Trump's plan is not working.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Well, it's kind of working in a way. I mean, you know, he's getting them to work and do their own police work.
Not. It is not. It is not. It is a train wreck. It is not working in any way, shape, or form. What he's done, he opened the door, and Putin saw it, and he's walking right in. So don't be surprised if Turkey tells the United States to go fuck himself. Because, like I say, these people are unspooled. You cannot trust them. You cannot trust them. These people respect strength and they respect force. That is all they respect. And when you pussy down like this, that's bad. That's bad. That makes us look really, really bad. Trump gets a big fat F for me on this. He really does. You know, is total. Now, had he said, look, we're going to pull these troops out, but before we do, we're going to ship the Kurds enough arms and get them trained up enough to where if Turkey does attack them, if they come at them, they're going to be able to put up a formidable fight.
Right.
You know, and I'm talking about anti-aircraft stingers, tow anti-tank missiles, everything, the whole shopping list. Empty out the warehouses of this shit. We can build more. We've got enough. Send it to them. Get them trained up. Everybody from 14 to 40 that's able-bodied, that can hold a weapon. Arm the whole goddamn bunch of them.
That's true. But
then, you ready? You ready for us to pull out? Okay. It's all yours. Do what you got to do.
I mean, you've got to take into consideration that the Kurds lost almost 11,000 fighters fighting ISIS for us and with us over there. And to just pull out and say, fuck it, fuck this, I made a campaign promise, bullshit. President Trump, how about keeping your promise to shrinking government? I've got your promise of not signing no more big omnibus deals that fund the government uncut for two solid fucking years. I've got your promise to defend the Second Amendment that you have absolutely backpedaled and failed on. Now, don't get me wrong. What we have going on is a coup, and people
right.
need to be hung for this treason that the Democrats in the deep state are pulling, without a doubt. But don't sing President Trump praises to me. Don't do it. I am not a cultist. I know the real God, and Trump ain't him.
Right.
And here's the thing, too, what I'm seeing, I've been seeing this the last couple of days, is NATO is crying, and they're wanting to pull out because they ain't got the money to fund and everything. But, you know, this, I don't know. this whole thing is crazy, you know.
Well,
to me.
It seems like, you know, I mean, these people are so predictable.
Mm-hmm.
We're predictable. These people are so predictable. But it seems like every trap they set, he walks right into it. Walks
uh-huh.
right into it.
Mm-hmm.
They're
but
making an issue out
that,
of everything. Now you can't even use the word lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't even use the word lynching. Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
No, what this is, I hope President Trump sees this, because what you got here, okay, you got hearsay evidence, you've got a failure to allow the accused to face their accuser,
uh-huh.
and you have secret indictments, court orders, and all this going on, and testimony going on behind closed doors. Huh. Well,
you know
President Trump, doesn't that sound like the red flag? Doesn't that sound like the red flag laws?
I was just going to say that. It does sound
supporting?
Like the red flag law. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Amen. That is right. I hope that he at least sees that.
Mm-hmm. Getting a taste of it anyway, you know, and I'm sure he does. But I don't know. Do you think he'll come out and resign, or do you think he'll continue? This reminds me of Nixon. This reminds me of Watergate all over.
He's too stubborn to resign. He's not going to resign.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to ride this to the bitter end. And it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty at all. This is a dangerous situation. This is more dangerous than what people
yep.
are comprehending.
And to answer Lucretia's question from her show earlier, nothing's going to be done. Nobody's going to be arrested because this corruption goes so far up in the high grounds and everything. I mean, I don't see anybody being arrested. Do you?
Well, Russell
done
said that, and I done said it. You're not going to have any mass arrests or anything else. You might as well get that out of your head. You might as well get that out of your head. You know, we're not going to make it to the election. I can see that now. I can see it coming.
And I've been saying that for several months.
We're not going to make it.
I've been saying that for several months, Virgil. That's the reason why I've been saying it. We're not going to have it because of all this. Because he has handed them the bomb that needs to go off, and once that bomb goes off, the Democrats, like you've been saying, is going to pull something so remarkably stupid.
No, he didn't hand them anything.
Mm-hmm.
He poured gas in his back pocket and he set his own ass on fire is what he done.
Right. Right.
He needs to learn to keep his fucking mouth shut about some things. He needs to learn to keep his fucking mouth shut.
But, you know, he's a human being like the rest of us. You know, if we're going to be accused of something, you know you're going to pop your mouth off, you know. you know, I've done it, you know, and I'm sure you've done it, you know, and stuff, but I have to agree to a certain point. He does need to calm down because, you know, he feeds them to their deep bullshit and everything.
This is not the Gambino family, and he is not John Gotti. That's what he needs to fucking realize.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot run this country like a fucking mob boss.
Right. Well, he's trying to run it like a business, but, you know, in a way I see where the mob's coming in, too, and everything, but,
he's trying to give the perception that he knows a little bit of something about everything, you know. And when it comes to the military, he needs to turn that over to the generals. He needs to turn that. What is that background noise?
That's not coming from me. I can hear it. Sounds like a radio or TV in the background. I got my hearing aid on, so I can hear. I can hear it pretty clear. It sounds like a TV.
But you know, when it comes to military matters, he needs to step back and he needs to take the advice of his military commanders. Plain and simple.
Right. So, and we all know how that's. Where that's going, even with Jordan, with General Mattis, you know, and everything, I think Mattis should be the one to be in charge of all that, you know.
What does Mattis need to be charged with? He told him what needs to be done, and he didn't do it. And Mattis basically told him, "Man, you're fucking up," and Trump got pissed off at him, and he said, "Man, fuck this. I don't need this."
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame him.
Yeah, don't blame him either. I really don't, you know. And don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not a Trump hater, but I'm not a Trump worshiper. You know, I have to sit back, and I observe, and I see things that's going on. It makes me question a lot of things, too. But, again, it's enough to make your head go spinning around and everything with all this bullshit from D.C. I just hope, you know, a lot of the folks will wake up and we can just storm D.C. and say, you know what, fuck y'all. This is enough's enough. You're out of here. But that's not going to happen.
Okay. Hold up. I got to take a break for a second.
Okay. Russell, what are your thoughts on all that?
Well, I think it's really hard, man. I mean, I think, and I don't mean this, well, it's hard to say this, but I think our president, for all the good he has done, I think he's becoming a victim of his own ego.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I'm seeing that too, Russell.
He can't admit when he's wrong. Mm-hmm. He's broken some promises, which is, not uncommon for a elected official.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you got to own up to it. I think his treatment of the Kurds is absolutely horrendous and an embarrassment to our country.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it might be the stress he's under. I do believe that the Democrats fully intend to go through with this treason. And if you call it anything other than that, you're lying to yourself and the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to lead to the boogaloo because lines are drawn. There is no middle ground.
Right.
The sides are drawn. The teams are picked. There is no middle ground. And you and Virgil know as well as I do that when it comes down to it, that Soros, the Democrats, the deep state are going to unleash these cells they've had tucked away, these terrorist training camps, Antifa, Black Lives Matter.
Oh, they're going to unleash all kinds of hell on us. That's guaranteed.
And, I mean,
they've already said
we're already seeing the violence in the North. Christians being attacked, conservatives being attacked with no repercussions. I mean, we're right here, people. And and like I said, I give President Trump about a 65, maybe a 70 at the best. He failed us miserably on shrinking the government. No cuts. He signed every fucking spending bill that hit his desk.
Right.
I agree with. I think he treats our military people well. I think he's done a good job on the economy. I think he's done a good job on trade deals. I think he sucks on the border like every other fucking president before him because he lost his balls. He's done great things for us with judges and the judicial system. I'll give you that. But I can't give you more than 50%. But that's not an impeachable offense. Let's be real. This is not an assault on President Trump. This is a straight-up assault on us, the American people. The deep state said, fuck you, America. We don't care what you want. We don't care what you think. This is how this country's going to be run. So, people, listen up here. This is an assault on me, on Virgil, on Joseph, and everybody sitting out there listening tonight, your families, your friends, your communities, your states. Then that's all this is. And it's either stand up now and be counted, or we will lose this country.
Yes, it's an attempt to shift from being a republic to a democracy. In which they have indoctrinated so much that a democracy won't work. So then you open the door to a socialist government and to a socialist regime.
I was just going to say it's not a democracy or a republic. It's a socialist. You know, that's what they want. But they also want to kill us all.
The socialism is waiting in the back in the corner. They first have to destroy the republic and install a democracy. Once they install a democracy, mob rule, and these people, you know, they can't run. You know, you got not to be sexist, but you got a majority of females in this country can't run a fucking stove or vacuum cleaner or washing machine. How they gonna run a country?
Right.
So then, we can't do this. We don't know how to do this. We wasn't taught how to do this. Sit back. We're gonna do it for you. Bam! Here comes socialism.
Yep. Then once that sets in,
you might as well dig you a big hole and go to hiding in it.
Yep.
They're coming for you.
Yep, one way or the other, they will come. Well, they've already met Vito and Harris and a lot, and Warren have all stated they want to come kill us. They want us all to die to depopulate the population control. They want the population down to 5 million people. That's what I read. So, you know, what we did was we just prolonged it, their agenda.
I mean,
you know, If Trump went at 120, you and I and Russell wouldn't be talking right now on this radio show.
I swear, I grew up when I was a kid in the midst of the turmoil in this country behind the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen civil war with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is the anniversary. I'm not in too good of a shape right now, but tomorrow I'm not going to be in any shape whatsoever to socialize or have conversation or do anything tomorrow, because
mm-hmm.
tomorrow is the anniversary where I lost a whole bunch of my buddies, my brothers.
Right. Right.
And I just cannot believe, I never thought I would live to see the United States of America turn into a shithole country. I just...
Me too.
I never believed I'd see that.
I was just telling a friend of mine, we were talking about that today, and up in Oklahoma that we grew up out in the country, you know, and he said, you know, aren't you glad if we had parents that weren't pussyfied like they are today, to where, you know, we fell down or whatever, you know, we got back up and we got our asses whooped and stuff like that, and we all came out fine. But look at today's kids. Look at today's parenting. Look what it's come to, you know, and everything. And this is all the government, you know. And part of it, like Russell's always said, we need to look at ourselves in the mirror and slap ourselves because we allowed it to happen. You know, and we're pretty much to blame for it because we allowed it to happen. Of course, back then, we didn't have the Internet, Virgil. We didn't have the Internet or anything back in those days like we do
well,
now.
Well, that is one thing that is a heavy contributor to the downfall of society is
mm-hmm.
abuse of social media with what they promoted on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
They promoted all types of perversion. They made child sex slavery easier to get away with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people they have busted and imprisoned because of this, it's a drop
mm-hmm.
in the bucket compared to what's going on, you
mm-hmm.
know. And it's just a shame. It's just a shame
mm-hmm.
that, you know, moral fiber has virtually been destroyed by this cancer. It's been ate up
mm-hmm.
more and more day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I see next year as being a bloodbath.
Yep. If we make it to next year, you know. I'm still gonna call it this. We're in October and, you know, things are already starting to get very ugly and everything, and we still got November coming up for the state elections. We're going to see how that's going to, you know, fan out and everything. But I think after that, around January, February, somewhere in there, March, April, we're going to see lots of blood. Oh, they just had a mass shooting just about an hour ago. I was just watching before we came on air. They just had another school shooting. So, you know, and everything. So, but either way, like you said the other last night and the night before last, is that, you know, either way, whoever wins, it's still going to be a bloodshed.
Well, I see Trump winning it. I see Trump winning it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to be, you know, what people think, but he is going to win. But it's going to continue and continue and continue and get more outrageous and
mm-hmm.
get more desperate. And it's going to, if martial law is not declared by, I'm going to say March of next year,
uh-huh.
I'll be surprised.
Right. My question is, and I know you, we've all talked about this, and Russell, why the hell does he does not sign the Patriot Act? I've actually read that over and over.
I have no idea. We have gone around that merry-go-round so many times.
Mm-hmm.
So many times.
Why are these people walking around free? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Not a charge one bar. Not a charge one has been filed against anyone. And I'm tired of hearing it's coming. It's coming. And the next person that tells me it's part of the big chess game, the big checker game, I'm going to beat the dog fuck out of them. I'm just going to whoop their ass right there on the spot.
I mean, it's just, it's like walking in a barroom and you see the sign up. It says free drinks tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You go back the next day and you ask for your free drink. Well, look, what did the sign say? Free drinks tomorrow. Well, this is today. This ain't tomorrow.
Right.
And it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on.
Well, you know, basically, too, a lot of this is biblical, too, because we're seeing a lot of the stuff in Revelation is being played out in front of us. And I think we're pretty close to the final stage of Revelation. You know, we're getting pretty close up there and everything. So, you know, my pastor was talking Sunday. I went to church, and he was talking, you know, it's all about attitudes. Attitudes has a lot to do with, you know, especially in D.C., and everything. He said, read Matthew 5. He said, read all of Matthew 5 about attitude. And that's what you see in D.C. You made a point. You know. So. But I don't know. Do you guys want to call early tonight, Russell? Do you feel like going another hour? Because it's almost getting to that time for break.
I think we need to call it a night, let Russell get some rest, and, you know, because he's sounding kind of weak right now.
Yeah.
Man, you need to do something about that, bro.
Do me and Virgil need to come down there?
No, I'll go to the doctor again. All right. Quit being a pain in the ass.
Well, we just care about you, man, you know, and you're a family, and you're a brother, you know, and we almost did the same thing to Virgil there when he had that heart attack, you know.
I mean,
I was glad to go out there and help him out.
They do got some cute nurses walking around in them scrubs now, brother. I mean, you can grab a little bit of that ass. They want that insurance money. They ain't going to kick you out.
But, yeah, like I said, that walking ammonia is not fun to deal with. I've had it, and I've nearly died from it myself, you know, but it's not fun.
Well, all my ex-wives are nurses, so I'm just going to pass on the nurse action.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
so anyway,
we'll
go ahead if you want. We'll go ahead and close the show a little bit early and everything.
Yes.
And we'll be back Thursday night, full swing and stuff.
Just find you a good prostitute and put her on retainer.
Or get you a midget stripper.
All right, guys.
All right, brother. You be careful. And you guys, we'll come back Thursday night. New time, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, the Mountain Standard Central Time. So we'll be back Thursday night, and I'm not doing YouTube or anything for a while, so I'll get all that worked out. So, but anyway, we'll see you Thursday night. Virgil, call me tomorrow if you need to.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, good night, everybody.